Hello, Empowered Ed listeners. Today, I'm diving into educational leadership, but from a slightly different angle. Today, I'm shifting our focus from the why, which we talked about previously, to the what. What does impact look like when you're in an educational leadership role? It's more than just numbers and statistics. It's about nurturing personal growth, fostering a sense of community, and leaving a mark on the educational landscape. Get ready to broaden your perspective and discover the profound possibilities of making a difference in the lives of students and colleagues alike. Hi, friend. Are you ready to move into a leadership position? Do you have interests and ambitions that you want to pursue, but feel like you don't know how to take that next step? Maybe you want to start your own coaching or consulting agency. I'm Mel, and I help educators define their career path through correct mindset, knowing your options, and getting prepared for your career transition. I will show you how to level up your leadership skills, share your expertise in a new way, create impact on a larger scale, and put your leadership in motion. As an educator for over 20 years, I started to feel underused and like I had more to give. I knew when the time had come for me to leave the classroom and affect change on a larger level. Now, I'm ready to help you determine where your talents and skills mesh with your passions and interests, put your leadership in motion, and move into that next phase of your educational career journey. Let me help you define your career path by having the right mindset, knowing your options, and getting prepared for that next leadership position. So power up and put your leadership in motion. Welcome back to the show, everyone. I want to get started today by reading a review that was left on Apple Podcasts. This review was left by Shayna of myidealbalance.com, and it's entitled Hooray for Teachers. Shayna says, love this podcast, tons of value delivered, especially for the educator who is looking to move into a different role in the education field. Plus, Mel is relatable. Shayna, thank you so much for that rating and review. I really appreciate it. If you would like to be the featured review on the show, just hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave me that rating and review, and then tune in to hear yours on air. Educational impact isn't confined just to metrics and statistics. It's about creating lasting and positive change that influences all parts of education and how that impacts the educational system as a whole. Impact encompasses personal growth, community engagement, and the cultivation of a positive school culture. Consider for a moment the profound influence you as an educational leader can have if you go beyond just raising test scores, but you also foster an environment where everyone, students and teachers, thrive personally and academically. When you think about impact, what does that look like? Well, I've identified four ways that you know what that looks like. Number one, an impact on student growth and achievement. When I think about student growth and achievement, I am not just thinking about test scores. I'm not just thinking about metrics, the data. I am thinking about MTSS, that multi-tiered systems of support, that whole child way of thinking. Student growth and academic achievement are the bedrock of educational impact. But we can't have student growth and academic achievement unless we really think about a holistic approach to that student achievement. It's our duty as educational leaders not to just help students be academically successful, but to thrive in every area of their life. As educational leaders, we can make that happen by ensuring that our teachers know how to make that happen. We can't expect teachers to just organically know how to make that happen. We have to give them some training, some professional learning, job-embedded learning, ongoing learning about what MTSS looks like, how it's all-encompassing in their role as a teacher to make sure that students are successful, not just academically, but personally as well. So when you are thinking about data, think about your metrics for which you are collecting that data. It's not about just collecting academic data. While that is very, very important, we have to think about other data as well. What about attendance data, behavior data, health and wellness data, social and emotional learning data, parent and community involvement data and feedback? You get that from surveys from your parents. Special education data. There's just so much data that can give us a lot of information so we can make very informed decisions. And collecting that data leads me to point number two, the impact on teacher professional development or teacher professional learning. And when I think about professional development, I think about that as a one-shot, one-and-done event. When I think about professional learning, that is the job embedded, the ongoing learning that you are doing every single day in your school. When you do professional learning as job embedded and ongoing, you're empowering your teachers to continually improve their teaching craft, to hone their craft, and to grow their skills. You have to create opportunities for teacher professional learning on that ongoing basis. PLCs is one that comes to mind, and a lot of schools are really adopting a PLC mindset where you have a professional learning community, and it's not just that one and done. It's not just the one size fits all learning. What a kindergarten teacher needs is not the same thing that a high school teacher needs. What an ELA teacher needs is not the same thing that a math teacher needs or a PE teacher. As a dean of instruction, I zeroed in on exactly what the teacher that I was coaching at the time needed specifically at that moment. I would do some observation, then I would pick out one thing that they could work on that would make a big impact in their classroom at that moment. And you have to think about all aspects of teacher professional learning. That includes mentorship. If you have new teachers, they need a mentor. In the state of Missouri, it's mandated that they have a mentor for the first 2 years of their teaching, that they attend the beginning teacher assistance program through the state of Missouri. But it doesn't matter if you've been in the classroom 1 year or if you've been in the classroom 20 years. You always need that collaboration time. So being an impactful instructional leader, you will create opportunities for collaboration in your building. When you're creating that collaboration, you're going to want to think vertically and horizontally to make sure that there are no gaps and that teachers have the opportunity to learn from someone who can help them grow their skills. And then you're going to want to think about point number three, the impact on school culture and the community engagement as a whole. A positive school culture is so essential for teachers to be able to thrive in an environment where they can make an impact in their classroom. If you have a bad school culture, then your teachers are going to either want to leave, or they're going to have high absenteeism themselves, or they're going to not want to be educators at all anymore. And we cannot afford to lose good educators because of bad systems. And school culture and community engagement are essential aspects of education and the impact because they contribute so much to that supportive and enriching learning environment. I have seen schools thrive under the guidance of leaders who really prioritized inclusivity, collaboration, and that sense of belonging. They created that holistic learning environment for everyone who was involved. But I've also seen schools crumble under leaders who did not prioritize that sense of community, and it was a stressful learning environment for everyone. There was a lot of overwhelm and anxiety-inducing aspects, which created an environment where teachers didn't want to come to work. There's a lot of high turnover and a lot of stress and anxiety. It is so important to foster a positive school culture, including having effective communication strategies, have some team building activities, involve parents in the community, in the school activities, and the decision-making process. And the last point I want to make today is about the impact you can have on policy and system level change. I have had the privilege of seeing some very, very strong educational leaders have a huge impact on policy and some system changes in education. There are several right here in my own community that are making very big advances in the educational system as a whole. They are advocating for positive policy change. They're collaborating with policymakers, engaging in advocacy efforts, and leveraging their expertise to affect change on a systematic level. If you want to be an impactful educational leader, you have to become proactive and be change agents in your educational community first. And I want to give you a couple of examples. Remember, I did a picture this in the last episode, so I'm going to do a picture this again. I'm going to go back to my Sophia mindset. So picture this. Principal Maria took charge of a struggling school with low test scores. Instead of focusing solely on academics, she recognized that building a strong sense of community and belonging was equally important. She initiated mentor programs, implemented character education, and encouraged students to engage in community service. As a result, not only did test scores improve, but students also developed essential life skills, empathy, and a sense of responsibility. One thing that I am also passionate about besides professional learning is student leadership. I had been a junior beta sponsor previously, so I felt a call to start that in the building where I was the dean of instruction. And National Beta Club promotes character and social responsibility. It encourages service involvement, not only in school, but in the community as well. It fosters those leadership skills. And I used it as a mentoring opportunity for my upper academy students to mentor some of my lower academy students, which really helped develop those interpersonal and relationship skills. And while this is an academic-based club, it doesn't just center around academics, but the whole student. If you're thinking about educational leadership in any way, I know that you already have a million ideas floating around in your head, and you just need an outlet for it. So take all of those ideas and think about, what does the impact look like that I can have on the educational arena using these ideas? And then start setting some professional goals. Right now, my impact is helping teachers who are ready to transition from the classroom figure out a plan to get there. We talk about your mindset, we talk about your options, and then we create a plan that will get you there when you are ready. If you are ready to make that move into leadership, reach out. I have a link in the show notes where you can get a complimentary empowerment session with me, and we can talk about what that will look like for you. And I hope you learned a little something today and that you can take away some of this information and use it going forward. I hope today's show was a blessing to you as you continue on your path toward everything that God has in store for your life. May the Lord bless and keep you. May His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift you up and give you peace. Bye-bye.